Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bring on the weird. Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Let me tell you what, buddy. I fucking hope so, because this has been another interesting one.
Hurdles everywhere.
I don't get it.
It's like the universe is trying to make us not do it.
It's possible. I don't. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're going in Rockfin, so we should be good now.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
You don't have your thing hung up yet.
I don't have a picture frame for it yet.
Damn it!
It's a 16x16 picture. Poster, whatever you want to call it, but it's nicer than a poster. It's called wall art. I think I'm a little not center here.
What?
I don't think I'm center in my camera here.
You're all right.
Yeah, so it's considered wall art, and it's a thicker paper than what a poster would be.
Like construction paper. Somebody just colored it on construction paper. Fucking sweet.
Well, it's more like a construction paper type stuff, but if it was a poster, I would just tape it on the wall, you know, get some of that 3M tape and just tape it on there, but I don't want to risk ripping the fucking thing when I go to take it down someday.
So where are you getting a 16x16 frame?
I'll probably just go on Amazon.
They probably got it.
So what's going on, man? Everything good?
Oh, yeah.
Word.
My wife and I just watched the Winchester movie the other night from 2013, I think.
I don't know when it came out.
Was it 13 or 18? I don't know. Anyway, it wasn't bad, but it was definitely...
not good.
they definitely conflated everything, embellished everything that was going on, because the house was, according to what you said, it wasn't really haunted. She just thought it was haunted, right?
It's so up in the air. I mean, some people say it was super haunted. Other people say it wasn't really haunted. The workers, when she died or whatever, they were like, "I'm out of here." They took off. So I guess the workers believed it was haunted. But other people think she was just crazy.
They didn't do her whole life. They did it from, she's older, and then the 49% of the rest of the Winchester company hired a doctor to see about her mental stability. I mean, it was a good movie. It was a fine Halloween movie. A couple of jump scares in there, and it was, if you feel like a little spooky movie, go for it. Just know you're not going to get all the history out of that movie.
Well, you remember when we watched the Travis Walton movie? Fire in the Sky, that's what it was called, right? That was way off.
Yeah.
Well, we're not covering the Winchester house.
No, we're covering whatever you have in store for all of us.
Yeah, and if Rockfin would have fucking worked properly, or if I knew what the fuck I was doing, people would have saw in the intro what this is.
I don't even see what it is. I don't know. I don't even know.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I forgot about that. All right. Well, this week I'm going to cover Fort Delaware.
Fort Delaware. Is it located in Delaware?
Yeah, it is. And it kind of interesting because it's on an island called Peapatch Island.
Ooh, Peapatch.
You go into Delaware City, which is where I work, and... you get on a little ferry and go across to Peapatch Island. And Delaware and New Jersey were actually fighting for a while over, you know, is it mine? Is it yours? I don't fucking know. And eventually Delaware won rights to it or something. I don't know. I don't know how fucking land works. Like, Delaware just like, I want that. It's mine. I don't fucking know how it works.
And then what, like, what's the gain of a little island?
Back in this time, it was pretty important.
Even between states and a country.
Well, it's a pretty important river.
Well, sure, I get that, but what are you going to do to a little island? How big is the island?
They built a fort on it.
Sometimes I do that on my couch with the cushions.
Ooh, yeah, that's fun. That's always fun. They built a fort on it to prevent people from coming up and just shooting straight up to Philly. So they're like, we're going to fucking stop you right here, buddy. You're not getting to Philly. But in 1813, the state of Delaware, it was theirs at this time. They deeded Peapatch Island to the U.S. government. That way they could build a fort and it would protect the ports of Wilmington and Philly, which are important ports for the country. I mean, definitely the East Coast. I assume the country.
Jersey doesn't have a port over there?
Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Just they just weren't important then?
Probably not as important. It's Jersey, dude. What in Jersey is important?
We got to protect that law where you're not allowed to pump your own gas. That's super important.
Yeah.
I met a dude, older guy. It just seemed weird that this guy had no clue that's what was going on in New Jersey. So I was driving from Virginia up to New York, and I had to stop in Jersey for gas, and there was a couple of people out there, and I thought they were just collecting money, but then they started pumping my gas. And this guy's like in his mid-50s. I'm like, yeah, that's the law in New Jersey that you're not allowed to pump your own gas. I don't know why. It's just always been a thing.
Yeah, it's really strange. I mean, I'm sure there is a reason. I don't know what the reason is. I mean, it's probably just one of those laws. Remember, we did the whole episode on weird laws.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just one of those laws that stuck around, and it... I don't even know. I guess it is a law, right?
Yeah, it's a law that you, as an untrained civilian or untrained citizen, can't pump your own gas or some, however the wording is.
Well, it might eliminate some of these. You see the videos where the people are cruising around town with the fucking gas things just hanging out of their car. It would definitely prevent that. Well, maybe not definitely. You got some complacent workers.
And you definitely have some stupid citizens who take off before.
Yeah. So they got the Peapatch Island, and they were going to build a fort, and they built what was called an earthwork fortification that same year. And they used that until 1821 when it was dismantled. An earthwork fortification is basically they just make it out of fucking dirt and shit. Like, they build up mounds and stuff like that. So it was basically just, I don't know, like a fucking snow fort you build when when a blizzard is coming. You know what I mean? You just mush all the shit together and there you go. You're throwing snowballs out. 2 years prior to dismantling the first installation, the earthwork one, they began building what was called a star fort out of brownstone, but the interior was wooden. And that is important because that comes up in a little while here, with it being the interior being wooden. Construction of this star fort was headed by Captain Samuel Babcock. B-A-B-C-O-C-K.
All right.
It's an unfortunate name. But
bad cock.
Bab. Bab. But in... now, I don't know if anybody knows the geography of Delaware, the topography or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's really fucking swampy here. Like, just in Delaware City specifically, if we get just some rain, that fucking town floods.
What?
Yeah, it's so swampy in this fucking state. And people think, oh, Louisiana. Delaware is fucking swampy, brother. Water, just swamp shit everywhere. But in 1824, the construction was delayed because the fort started settling unevenly, and that was caused by the marshy nature of the island.
Yep, that makes sense. The local Walmart here, they put the parking lot lower than the building, and they built it on top of a marsh, so for a long, long time, they were fighting the parking lot cracking in different places, and
jeez,
even a little bit of rain, it still floods in one corner of it where the Amish park their buggies, because that's where I'm at.
They're segregating the Amish?
No, that's just where they happen to park, but isn't it kind of weird that the Amish just roll up to a Walmart?
Well, I mean,
some people, I guess it's weird.
Yeah, they can get stuff there, I guess, right?
You know what they're not getting? The vaccine.
Oh, shit. Because they don't even know COVID's a thing.
No, it probably didn't reach them for a long time.
Yeah.
And guess what? You'll get fucked.
Nope.
How many died? Don't know. I have no idea about Pea Patch Island, but was Pea Island the one up in New York? At Pea Island? With the lab and stuff?
No, that was... What was that? Plum Island.
Plum Island, yes. It's still one syllable. Pea Island. Isn't there a Pea Island? Not the Pea Patch Island, but isn't there a Pea Island?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's not important today.
No. Plum Maybe Island. Another day. Plum Island might be another day.
Yeah, because we've talked about talking about that, but we never did.
Right.
Maybe I'll get into that audiobook, but not before 2022, because I've got a lot of things to talk about.
All right, so old fucking Sam Babcock, he was heading the construction, and I said it was delayed because of the marshy nature of the island.
Out there kicking around mud, this is bullshit.
Yeah, but the part of the problem was Babcock had drastically altered the plans of Joseph G. Trotton, who was an army engineer that designed the fort, and Babcock was like, nah, I don't like that. I'm going to fucking do it this way.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah. My way or the highway, you know?
I know what I'm doing, even though I have no idea what I'm doing. Watch this.
Exactly. I can do it better, even though you went to school for that. Babcock obviously was heavily criticized for this, and he had to appear before court-martial, where they deemed it to just be a quote-unquote error in judgment. So he drastically changed the plans, and they were just like, that's all right, just an error in judgment.
You just made a silly guy.
You just made a boo-boo. You know, it was all good. So Major Alexander Fanning took over the base. I guess it was after this or whatever, or once the base was built.
Okay.
And it was then staffed with soldiers of the 2nd U.S. Artillery. So remember I told you about the wooden interior of the fort?
Yeah.
Well, on February 8th, 1831, a fire broke out and destroyed most of the building. Most of all the wooden shit, most of the fort, just shambles, just destroyed. So 2 years later, in 1833, they tore down what was left, and they used the remaining stone to fortify. They called it the seawall. That's you.
Sorry, were you hearing that?
No, but I saw you comment. So you're logged in and I'm logged in.
Yes.
Beautiful. So they used the remaining stone to fortify. They call it the seawall.
Okay.
But, I mean, obviously it's not the sea, so I guess that must just be what it's called.
You can't say the C word.
What?
The C word. You can't say that.
Oh, C-wall. I didn't say
Oh, well, it's not. See, I was thinking of the letter C.
Yeah, you were thinking of the wrong C, dude. So that was in 1833 where they tore it down. In 1847, Congress allotted $1 million for construction of a new fort. So in 1847, $1 million is worth $33.3 million today.
God damn.
Yeah, so quite a bit of money. I don't know if that's a lot to build a fort, though. I mean, it seems like it wouldn't be very much, right? $33.3 million to build a fort?
I guess it depends on the purpose of it. What if you're going to have to, if it's a lot of in and out of regulating people like a maritime guard shack, you got to put a lot of shit into that.
Yeah, well, this was, it was pretty important back in the day when they first built it. So later on, we'll find out why it wasn't so important. But so now this third installation, so we had the earthwork fortification, then we had the brownstone, mm-hmm. and now this new one was designed by Captain Richard Delafield.
Dick Delafield.
Which is kind of funny. Delafield in Delaware.
What?
Yeah, kind of
a little too on the nose.
He was a member of the Corps of Engineers.
Ooh.
And so he designed it, and nobody fucked with this design, so we don't have to worry about that.
Babcock, sit down, you jackass.
I just want to tweak it. I just want to tweak it.
No. Babcock, you need to get your ass out of here. You know, remember what happened last time? That's why we're doing this now.
Do you want us to fucking court-martial your ass again? You're not getting a slap on the wrist this time. It wasn't just an error in judgment. We cut you a break, man.
It's the break for you, bitch.
So this new fort, it was a Pentagon-shaped fort, and the work began in 1848. And then they realized, well, fuck, we went through all the money that Congress gave us, and all they were doing was driving the pilings into the ground. They went through all the money just driving pilings into the ground.
Well, I mean, like you said, it didn't seem like a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and it's super marshy. I mean, like we said, it's got to be stable. Right. So maybe they probably ran into issues. Who knows? So Congress, they were like, all right, here's another million. Sure. No problem. Now, 1 million today, and that money was $33.3 million. They ended up with $2 million. That's $66.6 million.
Oh, shit. And they tried to build a Pentagon? That what you said?
Yeah, it was a Pentagon-shaped fort.
I mean, that's slippery slope to pentagram.
I guess, right?
Yeah, if you connect the dots.
Pretty close. Yeah, connect the dots, yeah. It wasn't until 1849 when the construction... It wasn't until 1849 when the construction actually began, and it took them 10 years to complete the fort. But this fort, this is crazy. I had no idea until I did the research. This fort was larger than Fort Sumter in South Carolina.
What?
Yeah, this fucking fort was massive. The newly built Pentagon-shaped fort took up about 6 acres of land.
What the... When you said Pea Patch Island, I was just thinking like this little island somebody just goes to and just... You put a tent on it and there you can just kind of stroll from one end to the other in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you would think it
Pea Patch would Island.
Be just... I didn't look into this at all, but I think the story is that there was either a shipwreck or something like that. And a bunch of peas ended up on the island. And so that's why they call it Pea Patch Island. I don't have a clue if that's true. None at all.
Sure. Why not? I mean, that sounds good. A little folklorish. Yeah. Sure.
Definitely folklorish. All right. So this fucking big ass devil fort took up 6 acres. There's another 6.
Oh, shit.
It had solid granite blocks and bricks. They ranged, listen to this shit. They ranged from 7 feet thick to 30 feet thick.
What the fuck? Where'd they come from?
I know. What are they building the fucking pyramids here? That's massive, dude. Stonehenge over here, huh? I don't know. And they made up its 32-foot-high walls. So the walls, you know, you got massive granite blocks. The walls are 32 feet high. It had a 30-foot wide moat around it. A fucking moat, dude.
It's an island.
Fucking King. Yeah, it's got a built-in moat. What are you talking about here? What are we, King Arthur? We got to put a moat? Like, we got to put a moat in our moat? Fucking nuts, dude. I didn't even know moats were a thing back then. Like, I figured it was, like, way back in the day when there's fucking knights and shit.
Yeah. Right. What was the point then? It's already an island, so we got to first the intruders are going to have to battle their way through the ocean to get there, and then they come to the land, they're like, oh, shit, there's more water. What the fuck are we going to do?
Right. They get on land, they're like, oh, shit, 30-foot wide moat. We can't do it. We can't. Like, they battled the ocean. They came up the river, and they get to the island. They're like,
not more water.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back, man. I can't fucking do it. Like, just shoot your guns. Ding, ding, ding. You know, you don't even need to cross it. Why is this in here twice? I don't fucking know. I don't know why I put it in twice. I think there was some issue. Anyway.
It's twice as important.
It's not. So, the 30-foot wide moat, and then it even, to get inside, they had a fucking drawbridge.
What?
Yeah, seriously, it sounds like a fucking castle, dude.
I thought this was a transition point for people coming from the ocean to Philly and Wilmington or whatever it was.
No. It wasn't a transition point. This was a don't fucking cross here or you're dead point.
Because we built a castle out of modern or contemporary materials.
Yeah, essentially, that's what it sounds like, right? Like...
There's just a fucking castle out here in the water. Don't go by it.
Here's another fact that's going to blow your fucking mind, dude. It was the largest masonry fortification in the United States at the time.
What? It was bigger than the White House?
Well, I guess the largest, like, rock... Well, I guess the White House would be a fortification, right?
Oh. Well, I mean, that's very specific, but... I thought you just meant, like, the biggest masonry structure, but the fortification. Well,
yeah.
Fuck.
But even still, right here in Delaware, like...
Right.
One of the smallest fucking states. What is it, like, the second smallest?
Well, we got to protect Philly, though. Let's just build a fucking...
wild, dude.
Battle castle out on the island.
Seriously, dude. Like, a fucking castle. I can see it from work. I can literally look over and see the fort.
Really?
Still there, yeah. You can go over. You can do tours and shit. You can hop on a ferry. You can spend all day on the fucking island. And then they, like, I don't know if they, like, ooga, they blow a horn or something. And it's like, all right, time to load up. Get on the fucking ferry.
You can't.
Last call.
Can you camp over there?
I don't know. They offer ghost tours, which are overnight tours. I don't know. Probably not, because it's considered a state park. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you probably can't.
No. I didn't know anything about this, and you've given us a pretty good history about the whoses and whatsits, but this is spooky time. There's got to be something crazy coming.
Yeah, it's going to get a little spookier, this one, but also this one's not coming out till fucking November, dude. That's why this was going to be last week for me. This was going to be my last topic, but the way it came out, but it does, there are things to happen. It's going to get a lot crazier, actually, too.
Excellent.
So by the mid-50s, it was basically 1850s, not the 1950s. It had basically turned into a small town due to how long it took to construct. So they're like, look, we gotta build some other shit here just so we can keep building the fort. There were a ton of shops. There was a ton of shops. There was a warehouse. Shanties, a bakery, a laundry area, even a school on the island.
What the hell? That name, because I had no idea about the place at all. The name, it's like a Greenland, Iceland situation. You say pea patch, and I'm like, oh, just a wee little spot for some things. You go there and fish, maybe you go, you know, just for paddling over to the boat, but they're building a fucking town on it.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I don't know the size of the island. I could probably look it up real quick, but it's larger than what you think a pea patch island would be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a large island. But it, I mean, obviously, when you hear pea patch island, you think of a, like a fucking sandbar. But right. it's bigger than it sounds for sure. So the fort really got its first sign of action after the Battle of Kernstown, Virginia, during the Civil War in 1862. And this is where 250 of Stonewall Jackson's soldiers were taken as prisoners of war. Stonewall Jackson, if you don't know, he was the, was he the commander of the Confederate Army? The general? He was a big part of that.
He was definitely a big hotshot.
I think he was. Yeah. So, although it wasn't planned to be a prison, it quickly became one. And they built wooden barracks super fast. They just slapped them together to house 2,000 prisoners of the Confederate Army. So, they first captured 250, and they're like, shit. We got to house 2,000. Most of the Confederates captured at Gettysburg in July of 1863 were taken to Fort Delaware. And at that time, it was already overcrowded.
It's like the East Coast Alcatraz.
Yeah. It had a lot of people, dude. And like, it's kind of weird. Like, you don't ever hear of Gettysburg and Fort Delaware being together.
I'm one of them. I've never really looked into that. At all.
Yeah. But yeah, so most of the Confederates from Gettysburg were taken to Fort Delaware. And the barracks were then expanded to house 10,000 prisoners. And by August of 1863, now, most Confederates captured at Gettysburg in July of 1863 were taken there. By August of 1863, were roughly 12,500 prisoners there. Yeah. So they ended up moving the barracks, the POW camp, basically, to the northwestern side of the island. And they were obviously in these horribly constructed fucking, these barracks, dude. They just slap them together. It's, the barracks were on an 8-acre plot of land. There were 12,500 prisoners on an 8-acre plot of land.
That's not much at all.
No, it's not.
What was I just, I was doing some training for work today, and part of the training, it's erosion and sediment control for environmental inspection. And I never really thought about it before, but the guy was saying 200 feet by 200 feet is 1 acre.
Oh, okay. You know, I never knew that.
Is that it, though? Because I have a quarter of an acre here. So from me, four neighbors over with the same amount of land, or three neighbors over is an acre. It'd have to be four of these lots. That's more than 200 feet.
That probably makes sense.
Is it? Maybe I'm...
Yeah, I don't know if it would be.
Maybe I'm not thinking about it right, but still. If I take four of my lots, and it's just this little tiny chunk of... the neighborhood here, that's 8 acres. Well, four of my lots times eight. So I got a pretty good idea of what that would be.
Yeah, could you imagine 12,500 people in that area? Nuts. These camps, they were arranged into 10 rows of barracks, and each barrack was divided into two chambers that were called divisions. I know that's a little hard to follow. So you got 10 rows of barracks, and each barrack was divided into two chambers that they called divisions. Now, these divisions were 19 feet by 60 feet.
Okay.
So think of, you got this long barrack, and then on one side is a division, on the other side is a division. So you got 19 feet basically long or wide or deep or whatever you want to call it, and then 60 feet long the length of the barrack.
Damn.
And they had three tiers of bunks on, like, so on each side of these, there were three tiers of bunks. Boom, boom, boom. And they had 400 to 900 men living in each one.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was. Now, it sounds, well, you're going to hear, I'll go into it in just a minute. One Confederate prisoner said this about the barracks, and this is a quote. The row of barracks were under a continuous roof, but were divided into rooms called divisions, numbered from number 1 to 40. The buildings were really shells constructed of long planks standing on end, in line, like a double fence or covered bridge, running around three sides of a square. The floor was rough as a stable, the roof leaky as a sieve, the weatherboarding so open that you could thrust your hand between most of the planks, and great drifts of snow accumulated upon our beds every night in winter.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's when they used to have good winters then.
Well, actually, let's not yet.
What? Wanted a break?
I was going to say take a break, but let's not.
Soon.
Well, fuck it. Let's just take a break. I'm just not done with explaining the place yet, but whatever.
Well, however you want to do it, man. Want a break? Fine, we'll break.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Please tell me the sixes are coming back. Are all the sixes coming back? We had $66.6 million. And then, no?
Come on. Well, I don't think so. It might play a role later on. I don't know. But, all right, so we figured out the living quarters sucked.
For sure.
The food rations were small, the drinking water was dirty, and the guards were also very cruel. And allegedly, these guards would throw a rat into a crowd of the starving, sickly prisoners and just watch them fight over their next quote-unquote meal.
That's great.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, the food sucks, you got fucking moldy bread, stale bread, or a rat. I think I'd still go with the bread, but, I mean, just fucking nuts, dude. It sounds like, now, I don't want to make this comparison because it's not the same, but it sounds almost Auschwitz-ish, you know, like just Ooh. the shitty, not the killing, but like the shitty conditions and the, just how fucking cruel the guards were and all that, you know, ended up being 2,900 prisoners dying during their stay at Fort Delaware.
Sure. That makes sense because of all the shitty conditions.
Yeah, and over half of them was caused by smallpox, which was an epidemic in 1863.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that during the... did we do a vaccines episode? Flocculation and inoculations and scams and all that?
Yeah, definitely. Other deaths were caused by cholera, pneumonia, scurvy, typhoid, and other illnesses.
Well, they just jam everybody together like that. Herd immunity has no chance.
A disease, boom, takes over like that. Your neighbor doesn't have time to get better before six rows down, you're all sick. You know what I mean? You're just,
right.
You're fucked. 109 Union soldiers and 40 civilians also died during this time, though. You got, what, 150. Let's round up to 150 people died out of the 2,900. So the rest of them were all Confederate prisoners. The fort also housed some political prisoners, including Burton Harrison, and he was the private secretary to the Democratic president of the Confederate States, Jefferson Davis.
Well, shit.
And governor of Texas, F.R. Lubbock, who was the last prisoner of the fort in 1865.
Was he from Lubbock, Texas? Or did that come later?
I'm guessing Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock, Texas was named after him.
In honor of him because he died at P-Patch?
I don't know. Maybe. So during World War I, Fort Delaware was only occupied by the 3rd Company Coast Artillery due to the fort now being a second line of defense because they created Fort DuPont in Delaware and Fort Mott in New Jersey on opposite sides of the river. So you got Fort Delaware that's like here. I know the audio people can't see me, but it's up the river. And then you got Fort DuPont and Fort Mott a little closer to the ocean, like a little further out.
Okay.
So when World War II began, new plans were drawn up to focus on the mouth of the bay instead of further up, where Fort DuPont, Fort Mott, Fort Delaware, where all they were.
Hmm.
So basically, these bases became obsolete because they began construction in Cape Henlopen, Delaware, and Cape May, New Jersey. So those were the fortifications for the Delaware Bay and Delaware River and all that. But I guess a lot of the soldiers didn't get the memo.
What?
Because they still roam the fort and grounds surrounding the fort to this day.
Still roam to this day. Brother, that was 100 years ago. Well, World War I was... Yeah. Yeah, it was 100 years ago at this point.
World War I?
Yeah. 102. 3.
Okay.
5?
I don't know. So, the death rate wasn't as high as other POW camps. The death rate here was 10%. I think.
They had POWs there, too?
Where?
P-Patch or Mott or DuPont?
No, I mean as other POW camps for the era. Like, there was one, I believe there was one in Georgia. I think Georgia, and that was a nasty one. Like, a lot of people died there, and I'm pretty sure that one is said to be haunted as well, which makes sense.
Yeah. Are you talking about POWs from the Civil War or World Wars?
This was from the Civil War because they didn't buy, like in World War I, they were basically done using it like that. And they just had like some little, I don't want to say some ragtag team, but just the 3rd Company Coast Artillery was there because it was just a second line of defense. Yeah, at that time.
Third string.
So, yeah. So I believe the reason, so scratch what I just said there. They attempted to bury all these people, all these deaths
on the island.
But because of the water table, they basically just fucking floated back up to the surface.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so they ended up taking them over to New Jersey and buried them there.
The fuck is wrong with these people? Are they completely fucking clueless about how islands work and marshes? It's not a bog.
I have no clue, dude. I don't know. I mean, maybe they didn't know it at the time. Maybe back then they didn't understand that you can't do that. You know, this they thought, you know what? Pirates buried their treasure. Let's bury our dead.
Bury our people. There they go. I mean, it wasn't a bog. It wasn't like an Irish bog. Because I know... I read about even in recent times, they find bodies in bogs and they're just completely preserved.
Really?
Yeah, these bodies show up and they're like, man, seems like this person died just a few weeks ago. But no, they've got decades upon decades old clothes on and materials in their pockets.
No shit.
They're just completely preserved in these bodies of water. Whatever.
Why?
I don't know. That's the mud. It's the marsh. The plant life. Just something keeps everything from decaying.
I would think it would decay rather rapidly.
Right, being in the water, but something preserves them.
Hmm. It's interesting. Oh, shit. I fucked up.
Oh, no.
It's all right. It's all right. We're good.
Don't have fucked up.
I just fucked up the live a little bit, I think. Okay. So, I said you can do ghost tours and all that shit there.
Mm-hmm.
They're held in October. I think only in October. But, there's, you know, you can... You get in touch with this paranormal investigation team, and they'll just take you over. And I think, I don't know if it's an all night thing or they have blocks. I think I saw one was like 6:30 to 9:30, and then one of them I think was like 9:30 to like 3:30 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, you want to go over then?
So 9:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, you want to be there for the witching hour, dude.
Yeah, midnight and 3 a.m.
Yeah, man. So some of the things that happen here, people have heard this disembodied male screaming in agony from the roof, like,
what?
Just
now we're getting into the good shit.
Just fucking screaming. People have seen full-bodied apparitions, like, just, you see Confederate, obviously, you see a lot of Confederate soldiers. You don't see a lot, but a lot of the full-bodied apparitions are Confederate soldiers.
All right.
People have been poked. They've been yanked. They've heard whistling. They smelled
pop it,
bread.
Pull it. Pinch it.
Yeah.
Flick it.
Whoa, flick it, huh? People have smelled bread baking, which is pretty common for haunted areas. I don't know why, but it is. I've come across that quite a bit.
Bread baking.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be a thing.
I don't know.
But it is.
Do ghosts just taste like? Mm. Do they just smell like yeast or something?
Ew. I don't know.
They're cold and yeasty.
Demons smell like sulfur and ghosts smell like yeast. I don't know.
Sure.
And
then rattlesnakes smell like cucumbers or something. Is it a thing?
Rattlesnakes smell like cucumbers?
Is it rattlesnakes or is some kind of snake smells like cucumbers, I thought. If you smell cucumbers, you're like, oh, shit, snake. And you smell bread, you're like, oh, shit, ghost snakes, fuck. Get out. Go, yeah. Go.
If it's cucumber bread, fucking run, dude. You got ghost rattlers after you.
And then they fart, smells like brimstone. Fuck. It's a demon shit. Ghost snake bread.
Demon ghost snake bread. Again, this one, nowhere near as scary as Waverly Hills. That's why I pushed this one back.
Still, it's super interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's not... I'm actually going to touch on another place in this episode that's haunted as well. But it's an interesting place as well. So... they hear dogs howling at night, even though there's no dogs on the island. So,
sure.
So, I heard a tour guide talking about this, and he said that because of how far away it is, now, sound can travel on the water pretty far. But he was saying that because of the distance and where it's located, even if dogs were howling in Delaware City, you wouldn't be able to hear it on Peapatch Island the way they hear it there. Like, it sounds like the dogs are on the island.
Oh, okay.
So
they don't they don't sound far away.
Yeah, but again, like I said, water can carry sound pretty far. So, I mean, you might think, oh, there's no way I would hear it that loud if it was over there, but maybe you could. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to chalk that up to being haunted. But people have heard chains rattling from the quote-unquote dungeon. They call it a dungeon, but that tour guide, who he was on, he ended up being on a podcast I listened to about this. There's not many podcasts about this at all. But he was saying that the dungeon he gets people all the time saying, like, oh, can we see the dungeon? Can we see the dungeon? And it was actually just, like, artillery storage under, like, not under, but it was, I guess it looks like kind of what you would think a dungeon would look like, but they didn't keep prisoners there, he was saying. I don't know. I mean, he wasn't there, so how the fuck does he know, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. But if they kept their artillery there, then maybe don't put prisoners in there?
Yeah, I don't think you would want your prisoners with the artillery.
They could get out. They could find a way out if they're in there with their artillery.
I mean, I don't know. What was the artillery back then? Cannonballs? What, were they just picking up cannonballs and throwing them at you?
Throwing them at the granite walls? That are 7 feet thick?
Eventually, they're going to break through. They're going to break that cannonball before they break that wall.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the stuff at Fort Delaware is just people hearing things and not a ton of physical interaction. So, I mean, you get poked occasionally. They'll tug your hair. But a lot of it is just like, oh, what is that? Like, do you see that? Whoa, look at that. Or, like, you just a bunch of auditory things, like the guy screaming, the dogs howling. So you don't get anything, like, throwing shit at you. You don't get pushed too much. You know what I mean? Like,
sense of dread. Like, yeah, the creeper at the Waverly Hills.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it like this, but it's kind of like a chill haunting, you know what I mean? Like, you can go over there, you can just fucking hang out, you see a ghost, like, yo, what's up, buddy? And then you just keep on munching on your pizza or whatever. You know, you don't have to worry about whatever. You don't have to worry about cannonballs getting launched at your fucking head.
Want to go?
Fuck yeah, I want to go, dude. I wanted to go before I did this episode, but it just, timing did not work out.
Take some cheesesteaks, hang out, talk to some ghosts for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can go over, you can hop on a ferry, you can go over, you can spend all day there. The guy was saying, like, you can take your food and go over there and hang out or whatever. But when you get over there, you have to, basically, you walk through this sanitizer. They spray you with a sanitizer so you don't take anything over because it is like a nature preserve as well.
See, that's how they're selling it to you, but they're actually hosing you down with sage so the ghosts can't get you.
It's possible. I don't know. What do I know?
We should go find out.
Yeah, I agree. So this guy, this tour guide, I can't remember his name. He lives in Delaware. I should look him up.
Terry the tour guide guy.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'll search for.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. He likes alliteration. Terry, the tour guide guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he was talking about a few years ago, several deer were found by some other tour guides. I don't think it was him. It might have been him, actually. So the tour guides, they don't just do tours. They also help maintain the island. So he was saying that there's a saying that... that's not my job. So if you work there, you just, you know, some days you could be doing a tour, other days you could be weed whacking or whatever. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, they just kind of all do whatever. So these deer.
Does it pay well?
You know, I don't know. He didn't mention it. I mean, I would guess it's a state job.
So you need vaccinated. Yep, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, me too. You might have to be vaccinated to get on a fucking ferry now. I don't know.
Bullshit.
Anyway. So these deer that were found by the tour guides, they were mutilated, but they weren't eaten.
Okay. Somebody fucked them up.
Yeah,
just threw cannonballs at them.
Maybe, yeah. Deer will swim across to the island. It's not... unheard of. The island, I guess, is about a half a mile from Delaware City, but there's no predators out there. So deer will swim out there, coyotes probably aren't, because what are they going to swim out there for?
Yeah, there's nothing out there for them. Yeah,
the deer will go to get away from predators or to get food, but a coyote isn't going to swim over there and just keep in his fucking little coyote paws crossed, hoping to find some meat.
No, it wouldn't just go over. I don't know if they would chase them over either. And if they chased them over and actually got all the way over there, then the tour guides or park rangers or maintenance or whatever their actual role is, all of them, I guess.
Yeah.
They would probably notice a coyote or two.
Yeah, but the issue, these deer were just mutilated and not eaten. So a coyote or even a predator is going to eat.
Yeah.
So this is an outlier story because it only happened like the one time. There's never been any, from as far as I could tell, there's never been anything like demonic there. Never been anything. I mean, I've seen some weird shit because I've said it a couple times. I work there, like not there, but I work around the area, and I've seen, I don't want to say UFOs, but I've seen some weird shit in the sky around there.
Unknown aerial activity.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to say alien. Just some things that I was like, what the fuck is that? That's and where I live, I know what a plane looks like. I know what a helicopter looks like because we have the Dover Air Force Base right by Newcastle Airport. Philly Airport is very close. I know what that shit looks like. The shit I've seen before does not look like that.
Well, so, and you're in the location you're at, you're not terribly far from the Pentagon and all the crazy shit that happens down there, and then DC is right across the way.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that this was like a cattle mutilation type scenario, but maybe there's an alien thing here. I don't know.
That's yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, so this other haunted place is Krabby Dick's. Yeah, it's a restaurant located in Delaware City, and you can see the fort from it. It's right there on the water, and it's the restaurant is on the ground floor of the Delaware City Hotel.
Okay.
And that was built in 1830. And soldiers from Fort Delaware would often go over and have drinks in the tavern, and then they would get rowdy on, you know, during their off time.
Fuck yeah.
So in this building, they hear loud noises all over the place, just like booms and bangs and clangs and all kinds of shit. They'll see orbs floating around. Doors will open and slam shut. I always, because it's like four stories, so I always, like, when I go by it, I'm always looking in the upper windows just to see if there's, like, some lady, like, peeking out. Just, like, I've never been there.
She's Mrs. Dix.
You know, I think the guy who owns it is a very big fan of Dix.
The sporting goods store.
No.
No.
I'm always very careful when I search for Dick's Sporting Goods online, because I don't want to just search Dick's. So I have to, every time I have to type in Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
What were they thinking?
It's fucking owned by a woman.
The sporting goods store?
Dick's. Where the fuck is Dick? Maybe Dick was her dad. Right, but I mean, that's basically all I got for this. I guess it's more of a history thing. It's weird in the sense that there's not a lot of coverage on this, and it seems like it was pretty it's pretty rough for the people living there. Well, I don't want to say that either, because the prisoners, while the food sucked and this and that, eventually they ended up building like a barber shop, and like so it was like some kind of weird POW camp where you're getting shit food, but you're getting dope ass haircuts.
What?
I don't understand the relationship there. But a lot of people did die. It's tied into the Civil War. It's tied into World War One. It was used to fucking protect the Philadelphia port and the Port of Wilmington and all that. I've lived here for I've been in the area for 34 years, and I knew nothing of this place.
That's so crazy. Nobody ever talks about it. Like, Alcatraz, even on the East Coast, everybody knows what the fuck Alcatraz is.
Right, yeah. I mean, this isn't quite Alcatraz level, but it's definitely, I mean, it's something people should know about, I think. And me, yeah, living in Delaware, why the fuck haven't I been there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It sounds, just to go over there for a tour sounds awesome. The little, they built a whole village over there. I don't know what the ultimate goal was for the place, but it seemed like it was a struggle to get that far.
Yeah.
And then, it ultimately failed because the land was crap. And they didn't get supplies. Just marshy lands. I mean, you're right up against the ocean, so.
Yeah, we are. It's so weird. You don't think of Delaware as an ocean state.
Like three-quarters of it is ocean.
Yeah, most of our state is surrounded by ocean. It's weird.
And the struggle over the island between the two states, that's interesting. Isn't there a spot in Canada? I think it was in Canada, and I think I might be completely wrong on this, but I think it was between Canadians and Germans. They would fight over this one island, but every time somebody went over, like, nobody was ever there. It's a crap island. It's a crap location. But if the Canadians would show up, okay, we're claiming it this time, and then they would leave like a Canadian bottle of liquor of some kind. And then the Germans come back for it, and they would leave some sort of German alcohol.
Hmm.
I think that's what it was.
That's pretty
something weird like that. I know there's a location like that, but the two countries were sort of real cool about it, and then, I don't know, just went out of favor. And I don't know who owns the spot now.
And you don't know what it's called?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, this was not going to be a good one for October.
It's a nice transition into November. I don't know what you have planned next, but...
Actually, I have a bit of a palate cleanser planned next. Yeah, it's nothing too crazy. It's interesting, and a lot of people might have heard of this stuff, but might not realize it.
All right.
Or might not know much about it, so.
That's about what my next one is, because I've tried looking stuff up for it, and there's pretty much just the one source.
Hmm. Yeah. Do I know what it is?
You don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
But I know I've mentioned it, but I haven't really talked too much about it. It's going to be good.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so if a zombie apocalypse breaks out, is Pea Patch Island a place you might consider?
You know? Yeah.
It's not too haunted. It's just a little haunted.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a haunting that's manageable. You know what I mean?
Right. It's throw them a deer every once in a while. They're all right. Just tear it up.
It's not the overwhelmingly terrifying, like, you know, you walk in and all your fucking crosses are either upside down or broken. It's nothing like that. It's just, you know, it's probably like Gettysburg. Gettysburg is probably along these lines.
Yeah, it's just kind of chill. They're just there.
A traumatic shit happened, man. Shit happened, and there's, what are they called? Residual hauntings, I believe, where it's just the energy, you know, the ghost is still walking around doing their day-to-day thing, not realizing that they're dead.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that.
I was just thinking about something. It probably wouldn't make for a good movie at all, but if a zombie apocalypse did break out, and so, for instance, the Waverly Sanatorium. Maybe you don't know what has happened there, and you go there to seek refuge. So now, not only do you have the undead coming at you from outside, now you have the spirits coming at you from the inside. So it's a zombie poltergeist movie. I don't know if it would make for a good movie.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if it would make for a good movie, but it is kind of interesting to think about the horror involved.
Right.
Like, you're fighting off these fucking tangible zombies. They're there. You can see them. You can, don't touch them, but you could touch them.
And Timmy just wants to fucking play ball, and then all of a sudden Creeper comes around the corner, and You got zombies, you got creepers.
Maybe the zombies will run away from the creeper.
Zombies just don't come in because they know.
Yeah. They're just like, they're just meandering around, just, I don't know.
But they'd have to swim to get the pee patch.
Yeah.
And then they just get carried out by the current.
Can zombies swim? I guess if their pre-zombie self could swim.
I don't think they would swim intentionally. I think they would just go with the current and then flop over on the island and then go out after something else after they've managed to get to land.
So they couldn't even make it to the island then?
No, not if there's a current.
Well, there's got to be a current.
Well, how did deer get there?
They swam.
Like purposeful swimming to...
Well, I don't think deer go out for a leisurely swim. I think there's always a purpose.
There's land. Go to the land. Oh, shit. Suddenly there's water. I didn't know there was water here.
Deer can do some pretty fucking incredible things, dude. I've seen them leap the fences we have there. Just boing. Like Jack the Ripper style. You know what I mean? Or Spring-Heeled Jack, not Jack the Ripper. I knew it was a fucking Jack.
That's a kangaroo. That's not a deer.
They can fucking do some shit, man. They're crazy.
They're probably not too good at landing, though.
Landing?
Yeah. But dang.
I don't know. They're tough, though. I hit one with my work truck one time. The fucker just rolled in front of the truck for a while and then got up and just took off.
For a while?
Yeah. Like, seriously. Like, there's a dash cam on my truck. I hit it. And then it was rolling in front of the truck. Like, you see his fucking legs fly up. I'm serious. I'm still moving a little bit. He's rolling. And then all of a sudden, you see him get up and just, pewing, he's gone. I said, holy shit, that was crazy. Man. Yeah.
Something just hit me. It was so weird.
He might have died later on, but initially, I don't know if they have adrenaline or not, but he was gone.
I'm going to bedoing the fuck out of here. Trucks.
Wing, 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 wing. I just assumed that's what a deer was. Wing, wing, wing.
They just got springs.
Spring-Heeled Jack, man.
There it is. That's Did we do it?
It's over.
All right. So if you're in the Delaware Valley area, New Jersey, and the zombie apocalypse breaks out, you going to head to Pea Patch Island now that you know about it?
No, they're fucking not. They're going to have to fight me. That's my island.
They got all the other fucking forts to go after. Mott and DuPont and shit. Go over there.
Yeah, they can go there. I'm going to Pea Patch Island. Trademark. Trademarked it as Elijah Island now.
This is my rendezvous point. But you tell us. Podchaser.com/bringontheweird. Apple Podcasts. Bring on the Weird. Give us 5 stars and tell us your... Your location. Well, don't tell us your location, but would you go to a Pea Patch Island or something similar? We don't need to know where you're going. Unless we need to rebuild a whole community. Then we'll need to know.
I guess we could rebuild a community on Pea Patch Island. And so, okay.
Bring some topsoil with us.
Some people are welcome. All the dead bodies we're just going to throw in the water.
We're not going to try to... We're not burying anybody. You die out to the ocean with you.
Yeah, Viking burial.
Ooh, there you go.
You know, minus the, I'm not going to waste the wood and I'm not going to waste the boat. In the fire, nah. But we'll just throw you in the water. There's got to be something in there that'll eat you.
Burial at sea. That's, see ya.
See ya. Oh, is it my turn?
I think so.
Oh, if you guys want some cool merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird, or zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird.
Probably. But I mean, Zazzle, you can search Bring on the Weird on any of those things and find us.
Yeah. I forgot. I can't believe it. Zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird. That sounds right to me.
It's in your Rolodex of shit in your head somewhere.
Yeah, it's like when back in the day when you didn't know your best friend's phone number, but you had to like grab the phone and then you would remember it because of muscle memory. You're like, oh yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, you're like, you can drive all over town, but you have no idea what the road names are. You need to go down to the Wawa and make a left. And then when you get over to the ball field, you want to make another left. Then you go down over there, you pass the train tracks, and you make a right. Like, what roads were you on?
I don't know.
I don't know. The curvy one, the straight one, the railroad track one.
Right. It's just natural. Muscle memory. Mm-hmm. Then you got to make your mouth do the muscle memory.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A lot of muscles.
What?
A lot of muscles, a lot of memory.
Nah. It's all right. We don't need to remember stuff.
No. That's why we got fucking iPhones and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Just take notes on our phones.
You have iPhone. I don't.
Well, you know what I mean.
Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.